All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the courtyards at Church Canyon Public Infrastructure District. Today is May 28th. It's 2:36 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'll start with the board. Roger, your chair, would you like to start?
You bet. Roger Thomas, chairman of the board.
Rebecca Lowry.
Karen Mitchell, treasurer.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, district council.
And that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up, we need to have a public hearing, and that's related to the 25 budget. Let me make that correction right here. For the final adoption for the 25 budget, that's to give the public any opportunity to comment on the budget. So what I need is a motion to open the public hearing.
Sure, I'll make a motion that we open the public hearing.
Thanks, Roger.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Rebecca. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, we're now in the public hearing to take any public comment relating to the 25 final budget. Karen, would you like to walk through the budget or would you like me to?
If you feel comfortable, you can do it. If you prefer I do it, I can.
It's completely up to you. You are the accountant.
I'll let you do it.
Okay. So in front of you, board, is the proposed budget. There have been a couple changes since the tentative budget came out. Let me highlight those. So here in the debt service fund, we included the trustee fee of $10,000. Now, that's probably high, but we did show in some of the documents that it was going to be $5,000 for each of the bonds. So the special assessment and the limited tax. So we did put in 10. I believe at the end of the day, it's only going to be 5. But to be safe, we put in the 10. Now, this comes directly out of the debt service funds, does not come out of the project funds, just so you know. So that really was the only change that we did between the tentative and the final budget. There is one typo that we're going to fix. We're going to add that not only special assessment bonds, but the limited tax bonds went and got funded, and then to change to the 25 series. So those would be the only additions that we would need to make. Do you guys want me to go through in any more detail since we have already gone through the tentative budget, or are you good?
I am
just
good.
Those changes? Okay.
I'm fine.
Well, okay. I do not see any members of the public. So with that, if we could take a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Thanks, Roger.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Rebecca. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, next up is the board meeting minutes from our May 20th meeting. That's where we approved the tentative budget. Board, have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I have, and I have no comments on that. Rebecca, do you?
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Then I will make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes from May of 25.
Great.
Our
Thank
previous
you. Motion.
Yep, May 20th.
I second the motion.
Thanks, Rebecca. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, we'll put up. So in Utah, we are required to adopt all of our budgets through a budget resolution. So the resolution just says that we've had the public hearing, we've gone through the tentative budget, we are going to impose eventually a six, how did that get to be 24? 6 mills, but again, Roger, that won't take effect until next year because of when everything got funded. But I wanted to show it on this. So when I send it to Iron County Auditor, They at least know that that's coming. But again, it won't be in effect until next year. So, and that just says that we're going to adopt the final budget as presented with the edits. So, if there's no questions, what I need would be a motion to approve resolution 2025-08.
Sure, I make a motion. We approve resolution 2025-08, which includes the adjustments to the budget discussed during the public hearing.
Perfect, Roger.
I second the motion.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, now what I need is everybody to break out your calendars. So we are going to need three more meetings this year. We are required to post an annual meeting schedule on the state's open and public meetings website. That way, if any members of the public want to participate, they want to know anything about the district, they can go there and look. And that's why we have to post an annual meeting schedule. So we are going to need a meeting in to cover the third quarter. Actually, we could get away with two. No, we do have to have three. So beginning of August time frame, and then we'll have one in November and then in December. And those two would be tentative budget in November, final budget in December. And those are set out in statute, by the way. So, 1st of August, what dates look good for you guys? We have the afternoon of the 4th. Wednesday is pretty open. We do have a meeting at 10. Thursday afternoon, Friday, pretty much open.
The fourth afternoon works best for me. I'll be out of town the latter part of that week. Rebecca, what's your schedule? You're muted.
Yeah, I'm good with the fourth.
Okay.
What time?
Afternoon, I have some meetings in the morning, but I'm open all afternoon.
Okay. Karen, what time's going to work best for you?
At 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock. All right.
Perfect. Then
So, what I need then is a motion that we set the. Now, this is going to be for November and December too. So let's look real quick to make sure the first Monday will work for both of those. So November the 3rd, does that work?
That works.
Okay. Now, December the 1st, or if we needed to push it to the 8th, we could, if that. And part of this, Karen, I need to make sure you have the financials done for this board meeting.
Right.
It's right after the deadline. We have to post them on the state. That's why we try to do it the first week following that month period of time.
Okay.
So is the first cutting it a little close for you in December? Well, that's really only the tentative, so we can have that done. The
Okay.
work first. Does the first work for you?
And so we're going to do a Q2 in August and a Q3 in November. So do you follow the typical quarterly ends, which is March and then at the end? Okay.
We do so, but the third quarter we can do it in November. That way it cuts down one meeting. So as long as we cover the financials is what matters to
Okay.
the state auditor.
Okay.
And what matters to them is filing within that month after the quarter. When we review it as a district, what they care about as long as the board reviews it.
Oh, okay. So we'll prepare the financials, upload them to the secretary, to the website That's a state auditor's website. And then we go over them. Is that what? Okay. Okay, well, if we want to be consistent, do you want to do November 3rd at 2 o'clock?
Yep, it would be November 3rd and then December 1st.
Okay.
Just make sure everybody's good with December 1st as well at 2. Okay. So what I need then is a motion that we set the annual meeting schedule as we just outlined.
Just a sec. Rebecca, was that you? You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Then I would make a motion that we set our annual meeting schedule as we discussed, which is the first Monday of August, November, and December at 2 p.m.
Perfect, Roger.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Rebecca. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda that we needed to cover. Do you guys have any questions for us? Anything we need to be looking at, cover for you?
Procedurally, should we close the public hearing? I don't think that we did that intentionally.
We did close the public
We
hearing.
did.
Well,
Okay.
yeah, we will adjourn and whenever you guys are ready.
I am
I
ready.
just, okay, well then we're good.
I make a motion we adjourn until our next meeting, which is first Monday, no, August.
Thanks.
I second motion.
Thanks, Rebecca. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All
Great.
right.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Good to
Thanks,
see you
Michael,
guys.
for the payoff.
Yep.